What about? Big window? The big window? Okay, I'll go see about it. Huh? Okay.
If you need any plywood or something.
Alright. Okay, I'll get there as quick as I can. Oh, that's alright. Broke that big plate glass out in front of the service station.
Well, how in the world would anybody do that?
They backed into it. Some woman there, they're holding them now, waiting for me to come in there. So I'll see you all.
You want a piece of plywood?
No, if I need anything, I'll come back and get it. I don't know what I'll need.
Okay.
May need some two befores and what have you. May need a bed, by God. May have to sleep there till Monday.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you.
Now that was a quick call to come in. They had broken out the window and on the, let me see, Saturday, the 20th November 1970, Channel 2 right, 1 to 40, rather short. And now this is the beginning of the visit on Sunday afternoon late, the 6th of December 1970, Channel 2 right, up to 460. This beginning of the visit with Cookie, late Sunday afternoon, the 6th of December 1970, Channel 2 right, some from 50 up to 460. The beginning of the visit with Cookie, late Sunday afternoon, the 6th of December 1970, Channel 2 right, 50 up to 460.
You mean now?
I think it is.
I always already have my sweater on.
I got me a $4.95 jacket on. I bought last night.
Tell you what, I'll just comfortable in here. I'll just keep that right now. Half a cup for me, Faye. I do a little.
Oh, well, I was down here last night. So I come over and played with the horses till 11 o'clock.
Really?
Yeah.
I passed by that time too. I didn't see a car. I looked. Maybe I passed the wrong time.
I was in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was down here Friday night too. I went home at 11 o'clock Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. You just don't know how much it relieves a person just to get out by yourself when there ain't nobody around and just forget about everything for just a few hours.
Yeah. I'd be in the middle of stew.
That's right.
Well, you have so many other things. Well, you have Edison thing going on. Which maybe every now and then it gets too interesting.
You know, Three weeks ago, I set a goal to meet by the first of the year, and you know, I believe I'm gonna make it after all.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe I'm gonna meet that goal.
Well,
in spite of all the fighting I've got to do, I'm gonna meet it.
Now, what's your goal?
What's my goal? Be out of debt by the first of the year, except my house.
Pretty big goal, isn't it?
I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna make it. I may not have nothing left, but by golly, I'll make it.
Then what you make will be clear.
What I make will be mine. What I do is my business. If I get out here and tear up something I got, that's mine.
Yeah.
That makes you feel good. And you ain't gonna have to run around and rush and do this and say no, yes sir, and say yes sir or no sir to nobody. They say you got to do this, you can just say, by golly, I'm gonna think about it.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, people come around and say, now you got to have your bills in by this certain length of time. You got to have your bills in by this time. Why, you ain't gonna have that. I ain't gonna be aggravated with that. Except on my house.
Let me take you out of
here. And I got that in the bag. I got that house payment in the bag.
You're not going to have to go up through the early middle of the spring to pay it.
That's right. When the 22nd day of March comes around, I can count him out the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
If nothing happens and the good Lord's willing, I'm going to have me a cow to kill tomorrow. I may goof up, but I'll just have to goof.
You know, I was over at Miss Guthrie's the other day, and she said that Mr. Guthrie used to butcher cows in the middle of the winter right out of that hammock over there. And fed them a thing, and they were good meat.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, guy. Back then, it's just like everything else. It's different now. It's like horses. Horses is a breeding weaker every year. We ain't got no horses like we used to have. We ain't got no cows like we used to have.
No.
We ain't got no hogs like we used to have. They're growing weaker, just like people. People's growing weaker and wiser every year.
Yeah. Yeah. The backs is weaker.
That's right. And their mind is seems to be wiser in one sense of the word and dumb in another.
More nervous, yeah.
All kinds of spoons here.
Just like me, I'm dumb as a bank mule. Or I wouldn't be over on that station. I don't know, though. I made some money in the past 2 weeks.
You have.
I have made some money in the past 2 weeks. I ain't done nothing, but I made some money.
Well, you know, I had wondered how this thing was, what direction it was going. I told Faye one night last week when I come home that I didn't see you humped under the hood as much as I used to.
I ain't made it. The station's been a drawing point.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Volkswagen.
It must be one of your students.
Yeah, tell him to go on fishing. I'll be out there.
No, that station's been a drawing. It's a drawing card. words got around to several different people. I bought and sold 3 automobiles this week.
Oh, that's some friend of that. Is that right?
I passed 3 automobiles this week.
Goodness.
You know, when you looked at that station wagon the other day, walked in there and looked at it?
Yeah. It gone?
You hadn't been going an hour till I sold that cotton picker. Price it to a man that took it that quick. That's one time, by golly, that he took me up before I could even say yay.
Yeah, he knew what he wanted.
He knew what he wanted. I made him an offer, and he said, I'm going to trade with you. Drove up on the front there. She said, the fella down the street here told me that you bought automobiles once in a while. I said, yes, ma'am, I do. When the price is right.
Yeah.
She said, well, I've got one to sell. I'm going back up the country. I want to sell it before I leave. I don't want to take it with me.
Yeah.
She went back to Virginia. She said, what will you give for that Oldsmobile there? I said, young lady, I don't make it a habit of pricing the other person's merchandise. You tell me what you want for that car, what's the least nickel will buy it, and if we can trade, I'll give you the money. If we can't, I'll send you someplace else. She says, I want $50 out of it. I said, do you have the title to it? She said, yes, sir. I got it right here in my hand. I said, thank you, ma'am. Here's 50. Where do you want to go?
Yes, that's right.
Give her $50. 63 model Oldsmobile.
And it runs.
It runs. I wholesaled it for $150.
Oh, you already turned it.
Turned it. I wholesaled it for $150.
Why didn't you hold on to it? You just didn't want to keep tied up that long?
I didn't want to keep my money tied up. And in less than 2 hours, I had made $100. I never done nothing to it. And it wasn't the type of car that I'd want to keep anyway. It was that 63 F85 had the aluminum engine in it.
Yeah.
And they weren't no good. So I just called a man down on South Main. I said, I got a car for you. He said, what kind of car you got? I said, I got a 63 Oldsmobile F85. Runs good, looks good, and got good rubber on it.
He come up and got it.
He come up. He said, what do you want for it? I said, I want $175. He said, I'll come and look. I said, bring your checkbook with you. He come up and looked, and he said, I'll give you $150. I said, here's the title, sir. Give me your money.
That's what you wanted to start with?
That's what I wanted to start with. I asked him $175. I got $750 in that 59 Chevrolet station wagon out of that Ford truck. I traded that 59 Chevrolet for a 54 Chevrolet and $175 cash money.
Now say that again. I Now that was the, say that again.
The red Ford truck.
Yeah.
I traded it for that 59 Chevrolet.
Yes.
And got $750.
Yes.
The worth of the truck difference.
Yes.
I traded the 59 Chevrolet for a 54 Chevrolet and got $175 difference.
Oh, that's what you traded?
Yeah. So I got an old 50.
You traded the 59 Chevrolet for what?
A 54 Chevrolet.
And you got $150?
$175.
Well, how's the 54 Chevrolet?
It's rough. Transportation. I'll get $100 out of it. I've ended up with $1,000 out of that old truck.
Yeah.
I had less than six in it.
Yeah.
I couldn't afford not to let them go.
You didn't have six in it?
No.
Because some of that you spent on it was just ordinary...
Everyday expense.
Yes.
Have to mark that off as total loss.
Yeah.
So, a deal like that, I just couldn't afford to hold on to it. That's just too much profit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll catch somebody wanting transportation and I'll sell them that old Chevrolet for $100.
Just let it sit there in the meantime.
That's right. I ain't fool with it. I've got my old Pontiac to drive. I've got my old truck. When I get it fixed, I'll have it to drive. Laura's got her Cadillac. I don't need to drive. I got all I need.
Yeah. You're getting down to... You're reducing your overhead.
That's right. That's right. I'm reducing.
You don't need to keep them cars. You need to move them.
Move them. Just roll them.
Yeah. Well, that's easier than tune-ups.
Yeah. That's why I say the past 2 weeks I made some money at that station. If I hadn't have been there, I couldn't have made it.
Well, now that's it, Cookie. That is it.
Now I'm going to start opening up at 8 o'clock and closing them doors at 5 and forget about it. Use that place for a hangout.
Mm-hmm. And pump gas.
Pump gas. I ain't going to worry about that other work.
Yeah. Well, now how's Clyde doing on that other work?
He's way off, way off.
What's the matter?
People ain't spending their money for that now.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But people are going to want to go places for Christmas. They're going to buy automobiles.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
These students is getting out of school. The ones that stays in Gainesville, they've got no way around. They got no way to go no place. They got $100 they can throw down right quick.
Yeah. Well, you're going to run out of truck cars.
I have an outlet.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I can go pick one up in just a little bit.
If you run out.
If I run out, I can go pick one up.
And it won't tie your money up.
No, no.
Yeah.
Suzanne, where are they at now? Are they still in Gainesville?
Out here this morning, first time they've been out here all week. his exams up there, you see. Yeah. Apparently it's hitting him a little harder than usual.
Yeah, Dr. Brunner, he's said he had to be at the university all afternoon yesterday and all night last night and all day today.
Well, when things are short like that, like Clyde, this would be a good time for him to go on a trip.
Yeah.
If he's going, if he wants to go on a trip. Maybe that's what he figured when he went off before.
Well, it was. I got three jobs sitting in the station now. I'm full for tomorrow. Just small jobs. One's a water pump on a Plymouth, just like your Chrysler.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes and I'll be out of that. Then I got two starters. Ain't bad.
No. But that, you really made the most of that red Ford pickup, though, while you had it.
You know, I put 12,000 miles on that truck, guy. From the time I bought it till I let it go, I'd put 12,000 miles on it.
Goodness.
That, I racked the miles up on that truck.
Well, you got it just in time for that trip.
That's the reason I got it.
You really got ready for that trip in a hurry. I don't know how you got up there and hadn't been to that, could you?
I don't either. I just don't know.
What'd you have? What'd you have?
That old Dodge station wagon.
You wouldn't have gone off in that.
No, definitely not.
Whatever did the girl do to that after it burnt out?
Her dad came from Monticello and took it back to Monticello.
Got it out of town.
Got it out of town. Got it out of my hair.
You don't want to see that anymore, do you?
No. I told him, I said, don't bring it back.
Did it run?
Yeah, it run good.
What do you do to it?
I put some STP in it, make it crank.
And the radiator wasn't burnt out?
Radiator, I got the radiator fixed.
Oh.
Yeah, I got the radiator fixed.
Oh. And he drove it off?
He drove it off.
You don't want to just get a car in and out that much, that long a time, do you?
No. Like I told that old boy, I told that station wagon, that Chevrolet station wagon, too. He took it and he drove it. He said, I want it. Now I said, look, you drove that car almost as much as I have. You know as much about it as I do. You're buying that car like it sits.
If you didn't think it's all right, you wouldn't sell it to him.
That's right. I told him everything I knew of that I knew was wrong with the car.
Yeah.
Now, I said, if anything else occurs, I don't know nothing about it.
And I'd come back bellyaching.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a curious thing. See these little flip glasses, they call them? Flip glasses. You see, they are on a right fragile little piece of plastic there to hold them onto the thing.
Yeah.
And you know, unless you're pretty steady, they won't last you long if you got a heavy touch. Well, I don't have a heavy touch because the ASO means so much to me. And furthermore, if I break these, I'll go get some more. They cost $3. They cost $4 now.
Yeah, they went up.
Yeah.
Used to be you could buy 59 cents.
Yeah. And you know what? I look for them over at the hub, the university shop over there one time. And they didn't have them. And I said, now what's the trouble? Well, she says, the students bring them back. Say they break. And they gripe until we give them the money back. Now that's a shabby thing to do.
Ain't that the truth?
They can tell by looking at them they won't stand up if they're going to play football then.
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, I was getting ready to close up about 3 o'clock, and Tom Halo from personnel called me. He said, don't close up. He said, I tore the muffler off my car. He said, I'll be right down there shortly. So he's doing everything he can to get me a job at the university.
Now, he's the man you're dealing with over there.
He's the man that interviewed me.
Yeah. But you know the turnover is considerable. They come and go in all the time.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Cookie, what is it about the car dealers there, the used car dealers? They want to make all the money on one trade.
That's right. That Oldsmobile that I sold that old boy for $150, guy, he'll get $495 out of it.
Yeah.
But he'll leave it set there for a month before he gets it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't have it 2 hours. I made $100. Well, isn't it better for me to make $100 in 2 hours than to leave it set there for 4 or 5 months and keep my money tied up all that time?
Yeah.
I can take that $100 that I made and keep turning it and make a heap more money. I just keep turning that $100. Then the enjoyment you get out of it.
That's what I find all along the line in business and the selling business. You see if they'll pick it up and look at it and see if it's fair shape, and then go ahead and sell it and just make a fair profit on it.
That's right.
You don't expect anybody to work for nothing.
No.
If I was to come down there and ask you to pick me up a car, I wouldn't expect you to do it as a favor. It's your business.
That's right.
But I don't want to...
You don't want me to rob me.
I don't want you to make it all on one deal. No. Oh, it is hard as a mischief to find somebody like that. You know what I used to do? I'd get one of these cattlemen out here, and I'd say, now, I wish you'd sell these for me. And they'd say, what do you want for them? And you know what? They wouldn't work for me. They'd work me.
Yeah.
I'd say, I'll pay you for doing it. But see what they wanted? They wanted to make a whole lot more than that. By working me. And I never did find one of them who'd work for me. The best one I ran across was this fella Cobb.
Wallace Cobb.
And he'll tell you. He says, now this would be a fair price on the market. And I can make a little out of it. Or else I wouldn't buy them, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I want. A fair price on the market. So you see... Or I could say I don't think he'd come out here stop just to give me an estimate of what the animals were. He would. I'm not sure that he'd do that. But I'd be willing to pay him for it. See.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He'd stop here and spend 15 minutes out there looking at my animals, and I'd give him $25. And he'd just stop on his way somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to talk to him a lot, cattlemen, and he told me about some of these fellas. I remember one of them was a big shot down here at Ocala, Marion County, and he'd hook him, he'd trick him into looking at a big batch of cattle, get his ID on it, he'd trick him into it, see. So his Wallace had pretty good purpose, and he didn't. Yes, sir. Well, how's your family?
Fine. Alice and Becky went to Sixth Gun Territory this afternoon with some friends of ours. This lady called this morning, about 8:00. Want to know if Alice could go to Sixth Gun Territory with them. See, they've got one little girl. Well, she's not little. She's about Alice's size, but about Alice's age. And tell them to let them go.
Well, we can go out. Finish calling?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can go out and get a little sunshine.
lots of things I wanted to do, but I don't feel like
it. Putting the devil in the shirt. We're going to get a little sunshine, right in the shirt.
Now this is Cookie. This Sunday afternoon, the 6th of December, 1970, Channel 2 right, and it started around 50. This is Cookie, the end of the little visit. Cookie, all about his automobile transactions. This last week at the Bay Station, this Sunday afternoon, rather late, Sunday the 6th of December 1970, around 4:55 or 60, and it started at Channel 2 Right about 50. This is Cookie, Sunday afternoon, the 6th of December 1970, rather late, the Channel 1, Channel 2 Right, around 4:60.